Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. Every single night, I'm here to say goodnight to the children and say, you're loved. All is in divine order, and you're so loved. I was sitting on the bedside table of four girls. They're all sharing the same bedroom, but they were having a deep, intensive discussion. Violet, Pansy, Patsy, Hildegard, and Virginia. Violet, Patsy, Hildegard, and Virginia. Four fabulous little girls. 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. Neat kids. And Violet was saying, I love my doll. I think I have the nicest doll in the world. And Patsy says, yes, you do have a nice doll, Violet. And I love my doll, too. And Hildegard and Virginia, well, we love our doll, too. Hildegard said, I have a doll, and I have had it longer than all of you, as I'm older than all of you. And Virginia said, no, you aren't. I'm older than you, Hildegard. I'm older than you. I'm 7. Well, okay, so you had your doll longer than me. But what kind of doll do you have, Virginia? Well, I have a ragamuffin doll. This was given to me by Aunt Tilly. She gave me this doll, and she said this doll had belonged to her daughter when her daughter was a little girl, and then her daughter moved away and didn't want the doll anymore, and so she had that doll. And she wanted me to have it because it had such happy memories for her. Oh, what a silly ragamuffin-looking doll, I must say. I like my doll, Hildegard said. My doll is a very fancy doll. My doll is a princess. You see the crown on her head? You see the wonderful clothes she wears? She's a princess. Yeah, that's right, Virginia said. You do have a princess, and she is beautiful. And Patsy says, well, my doll is not bad either. My doll is not a princess. My doll is not a Raggedy Ann. My doll is just a very pretty doll with wonderful soft body and nice clothes. And she has clothes that every day everybody could wear. Well, Violet looked up and said, but my doll is smaller than your doll. My doll is only half as big as the rest of your doll. Why is my doll so small? And Virginia said, well, your doll is the most expensive of all the dolls that we have here. It costs the most amount of money, but it costs the most amount of money because it's the very specialist doll. And though it's smaller, it's a very special doll. Oh, I have a special doll? Violet asked. Yes, you have a very special doll, Violet. Well, what about my doll? What makes it so special? Well, it costs a lot of money. Yeah. But what makes it special? Why does it cost money? It has to cost money, not just because it costs money. It has to be something. Well, that's right, Violet. It has to be something. Now, that doll is designed to have a face that every time you look at it, you look at it from the left, you look at it from the right, the face is always looking at you. Now, take a look, Violet. So Violet held her doll, and she held it at arm's length, and then she turned the doll so that the doll was looking at her from one side, and then she turned it to the middle, and then she turned it to the other side, and sure enough, the doll's eyes were always looking at Violet. Now you see, Violet, your doll loves you very much. Her eyes are always looking at you. And Patsy said, well, my doll does too. My doll always looks at me too. That's right, Patsy. All of our dolls, they're all special dolls. And what makes them very special is not because they look at us, or not because they're pretty, or not because they got lovely clothes, or they're not their old clothes, or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. What really matters Yes, yes, what matters? Well, why should I tell you? Why should I tell you what really matters? And Virginia said, come on now, that's not a nice way to act. We share because we're four wonderful sisters and we always share. Now, what were you going to say? Well, our dolls are very special because they are our dolls and we put our love in them. Each one of our dolls has our love. They're like our little sister, like our little baby, like our special friend. And because they have our love in them, that makes them the most wonderful, special, glorious dolls in the whole world. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the girls said, yeah. And they said, that's true. It makes them the most wonderful dolls in the world. Well, Violet said, then we can't compare our dolls anymore. And Hildegard said, well, you know, Violet, we never could compare our dolls anyhow, because our dolls came to us, each made by a different company, each given to us for different reasons, for a birthday or for a gift from a relative or something. Each was very special, and each doll has with it the universal love. Universal love, what's that? Patsy asked. Well, the universal love is the love that we all know. I heard Mommy mention that the other day. She says, I made a mistake. What'd you say? I made a mistake. It's not universal love. It's unconditional love. Oh, that's a big word. What does unconditional mean? Unconditioned means there's no conditions, there's no judgment, there's no comparison. Everything is just beautiful, just the way it is, for just the reason that it is. Oh, I like unconditional, Hildegard says. That's a great word. Well, yes, I listen closely when Mommy talks, Virginia said, because when Mommy talks, Mommy uses lots of nice new words, and I like to learn those new words. And as I learn them, then I try to put them to work. But it doesn't always work because, you know, I learned a new thing. I learned about a dictionary. And I learned how to look up a word in a dictionary. But I can't read all the words that are in the dictionary yet because they're so big. They mean so many things and I haven't learned all that yet. But I'll learn them. But it's fun. But I like unconditional because that means that it is we do not compare anything. We just love it because it's there. Oh, Hildegard, you're so smart. It's so wonderful to be living with you and my sister. You are really wise. Patsy was always given praise where it was due. And Violet says, me too, me too. I like a nice sister like you. I like nice sisters like all of you because all of you care about me. And my doll is different. And each of our dolls are different, but we love them all just the same. Hey, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's bringing his pixie dust, and he's going to pop it down onto all of you and send you off into beautiful dreams of dolls and things that are so wonderful, you'll just be so delighted. Now, climb into bed and call your mommy and daddy or your tender to come and take care of you and tuck you into bed. And give you a big hug and a big kiss and say, I love you. Because that's what you say just before you go to bed, before you go to sleep. And you give your mommy and daddy and your friends a big hug and a kiss and say, I love you. I love you. Now this is Mr. Candle speaking to you. I'll be back another night. And until I do, just know, I love you. I love you. I love you.